The persistent high value of the U.S. dollar against the Pakistani rupee continues to exert significant pressure on inflation within the country. Economists widely identify the exchange rate as a primary factor driving price increases. Due to this critical factor, the continuous drop in inflation, e. 0.3% in April 2025 against 0.7% in March 2025, is not helping the federal as well as provincial governments to bring down prices of essential commodities. Even the local produce did not match the price tag as it was a couple of years ago. A weaker rupee directly increases the cost of all imports priced in dollars, said economist Osama Siddiqui. This includes essential items like medicines, industrial inputs and food Pakistan does not produce sufficiently. When the rupee falls from, say, 230 to over 280 per dollar, the landed cost in rupees for these goods rises substantially. This cost push effect is a major contributor to inflation, easily accounting for a significant portion of the price surge in imported goods. Recent data shows the rupee is trading consistently above 280 per dollar, compared to approximately 175 2 years ago, he added. This dollar strength critically impacts petroleum prices, as Pakistan imports roughly 80% of its oil needs. The curb rate and official exchange rate directly influence the rupee cost of importing oil, said Mohammed Farid, a money exchanger. A rise in the dollar rate translates very quickly into higher fuel prices at the pump. Higher petroleum costs then cascade through the economy via increased transportation expenses. Diesel and petrol are fundamental to logistics, said transport operator Riaz Hussain. A 20% increase in diesel significantly raises the per kilometer operating cost for transporting goods. This surcharge is inevitably passed on, inflating the prices of everything moved, from food staples to manufactured goods, he added. Economists estimate that fuel and transportation costs constitute about 35% of Pakistan's Consumer Price Index, CPI, directly linking fuel hikes to overall inflation, which peaked at over 38% last year. Global trade dynamics further complicate the situation. Disruptions in international supply chains directly increase the cost of Pakistan's essential imports like wheat, pulses and edible oil. Events like the Red Sea tensions force longer shipping routes, doubling or tripling freight charges in some instances, Siddiqui added. These are dollar-denominated costs. Any global supply chain issue or increased shipping risk translates into higher import bills for Pakistan, requiring more dollars and further pressuring the exchange rate and domestic prices. Geopolitical uncertainty, particularly surrounding major economies, adds another layer of pressure. Financial analyst Saad Mahmood pointed to concerns about potential policy shifts.